I'd say we've enjoyed that as service thus far this morning. Appreciate that, and our heart's been made to feel in the service. You want to read with us this morning? We're going to read some out of the book of 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. Fourth chapter, 1 Peter. We'll start with the first verse. As far as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of right speaking evil of you, who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you, and on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the fourth chapter of the book of 1 Peter. We say many a time there's a lot in this chapter, a lot to be preached on. There's a lot that has been preached on from it, no doubt. But we've got just a thought, and we'll try our best to stay with that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. And told them, no doubt, in Sunday school this morning, it might sound like a repeat of a little bit of what we had Wednesday night. And I don't know. I'll be quite frank with you. I don't know. I call it preaching backwards sometimes. I go a different way from what I feel like I'm going to go a lot of times. And a lot of times we feel like that the Lord's give us something and that we can go with it, and I have to back up. I have to go back a little further to no doubt get a foundation, or just that's the way the Lord gives it to me. That's about all I can say this morning. I don't know altogether, and I really don't know your heart, don't know what you stand in need of. This is a wonderful chapter, and I thought the thought is, and you've heard it many a time, the 17th verse says, "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" Now that is a strong and it is a powerful verse. There's more in this, no doubt, than we can ever get out or ever try to get out. But I've got a thought, and I'm just going to try my best to get myself out of the way and try to deliver that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Now, it says, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us." I want to talk to you this morning, the Lord help us just a little bit, my friend, about if it begin at us. In other words, if we're, and this is what the Scripture says, not what I say, but it's what the Scripture says, my friend. "For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God." Now, there's a lot of things, no doubt, that, brethren, crosses our hearts and our minds, and we may think that, well, preacher, I'm not a judge, and I can't judge nobody, and I can't do this, or I can't do that. The Scripture says also in another place, He says, "What, know ye not that the saints shall judge the world?" Brethren, whether we will have it or whether you will not have it, brethren, we are a line of judgment to this world. Yes, we are. Now, who are we? We are the house of God. We are the body of God. We are the temple of God. And He's the head of the body. Brethren, he's left us here for a reason and for a purpose. And brethren, things are measured according to the purpose. Yes, they are. Now you might say, preacher, I don't know where I believe that or not. Well, the truth of it is, this scripture puts me and you in the limelight. It puts us on the forefront. Brethren, it puts us in a place that most of us don't want to be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Things, my friend, are drawn. They're drawn even through this world, brethren, by a measuring device. Yes, they are. Bible says in old days that in the book of Amos, he said, I saw a wall, my friend, that was built by a plumb line. And I saw a man that stood on the wall with a plumb line in his hand. Glory, thanks be to God. He's given it to the church today. Yes, he has. Brethren, they ain't nothing, nothing in the world that's not measured by the line of judgment. Whew. Listen to me. Brethren, these people today that please, you say, preacher, ain't nobody living by the line. That's what I'm trying to tell you. My friend, there's a line. There's a measurement device. Yes, they are. Brethren, there's something, glory to God, inside of you that won't let you live like it want to today. Woo! Glory, hallelujah! Woo! 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 Listen, brethren, these things in the Word of God that we have absolutely just about forgot, but that inward man realizes he's wrong. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you get too upset. I'll tell you something, my friend. Sometimes I feel just about like old Moses did. And the Lord says, speak to the rock. Sometimes I want to get out the whip. Ain't many preachers tell you that. Glory, hallelujah! But brethren, I know how this thing works. Brother, you ain't gonna get by today. If it first begin at us, at what he said, the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. We're living in a world that's somewhat they measure themselves with what the Pope says. Do you know that? I know I get in trouble with some of these things, but I ain't gonna worry about it. Brethren, I'm here to tell you this morning, according to the authority that's in that book, folks, you will not answer to the Pope. Thank God you'll answer to God Almighty. Yes, you will. That book teaches you so. Yes, sir. God ain't never changed, nor will he ever change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank God the line of judgment has not moved, folks. We've come to the place that we've lessened the penalty. We've lessened the penalty. They still doing it, my friend. There's so much that goes on in this world. They have to release prisoners out of prison that they might have room for some that's done a more worse action. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll sit in our pews. We'll sit in our houses. Brethren, we'll pass judgment on everybody except our own household. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm just going to use the old cliche, so-and-so's son done it, you're string him up. But your son does it, you're to have compassion. You hear me? Do you hear me? That's exactly, brethren, where we are and where we're living. And the line of judgment has not changed, nor has it moved. Has it? This church was formed, it was founded. Thank God for them that founded it. Yes, sir. Ain't no charter members left, to my knowledge. But listen, brethren, she's still going on. But listen, listen, brethren, the line of judgment has moved somewhat. You don't have to amen me. Thank God I've already got it. Woo! Glory, hallelujah! Folks, he didn't set it in force for me and you to change it. No, he didn't. If you wasn't here Wednesday night, you need to listen to Wednesday night's message. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, preacher, you just going to get on to us some more. I don't care what you call it. It's what the Lord sent, and it's what he's sending. And thank God I'm going to preach it to you. Huh? Glory! Hallelujah! Listen, folks, I'm not living by the standard of the Pope today. No, sir. No, sir. What, preacher? I've done mentioned it. They know taking it back. You listen to me. My friend, I'm not under, brethren, the cloud and the disposition of what most this world's under. You hear me? Brethren, we've got things today that when they quit working, my friend, we'll change them. Yes, sir. Marijuana got so bad, my friend, that they had to legalize it. I don't care whether you like it or not. I don't care what you say. Listen, preacher, ain't something got into you. I got news for you. If you don't teach your children, brethren, that there's some deadly poison in this world, they gonna drink it and they gonna die of it. Yes, sir. Just one instant. Just one instant. Brethren, back in the day, moonshiners couldn't get by. The law would catch them. They'd punish them. They'd imprison them for a few days anyway. Then it got so bad that they had to legalize. Now, they don't legalize the moonshiner. That'd be wrong. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? You can go to some of your most favorite and most interesting places of to-do today, and you see if they have not increased more and more in distilleries. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, you need to get on these things. I got news for you. There's a lot of you like me not to get on some things. You hear that? Brethren, it's time that judgment began at the house of God. Is that not right? Can I tell you something? And I love it. I love it. I think of it, my friend, quite often. This church right here, my friend, had a deacon and a clerk by the name of Alfonso Cochran. And I never will forget, Crafton, first time I was here, he began to tell me how it came into play that he come to church. He come to church. He said, we was young. He said, I married me a church-going woman. It's exactly what he said. I married me a church-going woman. And I'm going to tell you by the name of Essie. Yes, sir. But she was a little more than a churchgoer. Huh? She was a little more than a churchgoer. Can I tell you something? Brethren, Essie Cochran became the measurement device that was of the household of Fonzo Cochran. Yes, sir. Like it, dislike it. Brethren, and I'll be quite frank, Wiggy, I know exactly what the scripture teaches about the man and the woman. Brethren, and there's been many a woman that won their husbands. Thank God. Thank God. I've run enough revivals around or over in these hills and mountains, my friend, and I'd preach in many a revival that the woman outnumbered the man 3-1. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know what I'm talking about. Brother Fonzo said there's having meeting is over at Holly Creek. They had 1 week revival and it got so good they made two out of it. Thank God we're living in a day we don't want no revival. You don't have to amen to thank God I done got it. Amen! Listen! Preacher, you're on one of them. I'm going to cut you off. Do what you want to with it, folks. It's coming. Old Fonzo, up on this mountain, my friend, making moonshine. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's some good things in this. You know, second week, Holly Creek Revival. Friday night. That's what he said. Friday night. He is on that mountain and God got a hold of him. Huh? Woo! Woo! Folks, we still got a God that'll get a hold of you. I don't care how deep in sin you are. I believe it. Fonzo come off that mountain. He said he got down there and they had done broke. People out in the yard, people still on the church porch. He said he meant to get a hold of God. Amen. Did he not, Crafton? I'm going to tell you something, folks. You want to get a hold of God, I want you to know you can get a hold of Him. Amen. If He's got a hold of you. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I love about that story? You know what I really love about that story? He said, preacher, he said, I ain't never been back. Listen! Listen! How many of us can say we ain't never been back? Listen! Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! Hallelujah! Folks, I'm not going to move the line. Can I tell you something? The real truth of it is, it's unmovable. It's unmovable. You ain't gonna move it. People, look, I don't know why I used the Pope this morning. I really don't, but I'll be honest with you. There's a world full of people got their eyes on him. And there's a world full of people, my friend, got their eyes on the Catholic Church and what they do and what they accept and what they want. Yes, sir. They've made it a line of judgment. Do you know that? Can I tell you something? I worked with a man. I've worked with several people that were Catholic. And I'm going to be the first to tell you, I don't know enough about them, my friend, to tell you where their wherefores and what fores is. I know enough to know, my friend, that it's different than what I got. You know that? I worked with a man, my friend, and he was high on up. He is in some of the royal arches. Told me all about his status. Yes, sir? He come to me one day. He said, Randy, he said, I believe you a praying man. He said, I want you to pray for our parishioner, our priest, in other words. I want you to pray for him. Said he announced Sunday that he is an alcoholic. I can't help it. I don't know how many times that man told me about their meetings, how he never missed a mass and this and that. And soon it was over, they all went out in another room and done all their drinking. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was their line of rule. Line of judgment. Listen, folks, when everything is said and done and you stand before the Lord, I want you to know something. My friend, he ain't going to get another book. No, sir. He will not. I can prove it to you by the Word of God. It ain't going to change, Crafton. It's going to be the same. My friend, that me and you began with. Amen. There's some things, my friend, that me and you believe that we ought not to believe. You hear me? Preacher, you got to change with the times. Prove it to me. Prove it to me. Take that book. Take that book right there. Take that, my friend, and prove it to me that God has changed. It's not changed. You need Wednesday night's messages. I don't normally do this, but you need to hear what I preach Wednesday night. You do, whether you're here or not. You need to hear what I preached Wednesday night. Not only that, I'm just going to charge you this morning. Brethren, as your pastor, you need to hear what God has to say. Amen. Unto you. Amen. Preacher, you ain't the man. Thank God get you the right man. And hear what God has to say. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Think about it. Preacher, we really thought you loved us. I do love you. I really love you. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Can I tell you something? Like it or not, can I tell you something? If you're a member of Mountain View Baptist Church, I don't care if you ever put on a shirt or ever put on a badge that says so. If you're a member of Mountain View Baptist Church, this world knows it. Amen. And whether you want to be or not, my friend, you are one. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Listen. Do you know what the Bible says about a good name? A good name. A good name's rather to be chosen than great riches. Huh? Why is it that the Lord allowed it to be the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? Do you hear that? He didn't ever say the God of Moses, God of Job, God of David. All three of them played a big part. Did they not? It was always the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brethren, he didn't, my friend, waver for putting his name among them men. Did he not love Jacob so much? He changed his name after he got a hold of him. Huh? After he caught him. Yes, sir. Wrestled with him. Did he not? All night long. And Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Woo! Glory, hallelujah! Ho! Ho! Can I tell you, my friend, God still blesses? Does he not? I know God is God. And God don't never change. I know God is God. And He always will be God. Holy, holy, holy. Thank God to His name. Preacher. There's something wrong with you. I'm going to tell you something. Ever since Jesus saved my soul, thank God, I've been different. And yes, Carrie, it didn't make no difference. If I ever got to the place that I didn't have peace, I knowed where it was. Do you know that? That ain't all. I knowed how to get it. Most folks don't want to give what it takes to get it. Yes! Lost their peace. Thank God they got satisfied with it. Listen. There's a way to get it. And there's something about you knows how to get it. If you'd just loose him and let him go. Yes, sir. This thing just don't work on Sunday. Do you know that? No, sir. Some folks forget it on Monday. Some folks forget it Sunday evening. Sunday afternoon. Some of them forget it on the way home. Listen, brethren, God is still God, and God ain't never gonna change. I'm gonna sound like a broken record, but I'll just sound like one. My friend, you ain't gonna change God's ways. You're not gonna change God's line of judgment. You're not going to do it. What? Know ye not that the saints shall judge the world? Did he say they was going to judge heaven? No. He said, there's going to judge the world. Yes. Peter said, it's time that judgment begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, us, we're in that number. Are we not? We're in that number. Young folks, let me tell you something. You may be in your teens. You may be in your young 20s. I'm going to tell you something. It ain't going to be but a few years you'll be looking at my age. You hear me? You'll look in the mirror and you'll say, where'd it go? How'd I get here? You hear me? That ain't what I want to leave with you. What I want to leave with you is that I don't care how long you live. You live to be 100, you live to be 150, it doesn't matter. Folks, God's word ain't going to change.
Amen. Amen.
Not going to change for you. Not going to change for me. Not going to change for my family. Brethren, not going to change for your family. Listen, when God's word teaches that it is wrong, folks, it will still be wrong just as long as this world stands.
Amen.
Mark it down. Mark it down. I'm going to turn on you just a minute. I'm going to turn on you just a minute. I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think that God only sees your wrong? We'd be in bad shape. Huh? We'd be in pitiful shape. We'd be in terrible shape. Do you think that God only sees when you're wrong? Folks, He blesses when you're right. You ain't been blessed in a while. You might or see which side of the fence you're on. Huh? I can't help it. I told you, you don't have to amen this message. I've already got it. Thank God said preach it this morning. It's not what I say is right that is right. It's not what I say that is wrong that is wrong. No, it's not. But it is what that book says.
Amen. Amen.
I'm under that. You want to know where I operate from? I operate from that.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Always have. And folks, I'm always going to. I've had people to tell me down through the years, just talking, and some of them talk, and they'd come up and they'd say, well, I thought I'd just go ask Randy, but said, I know what his answer would be. Do you know? You know what I'm talking about? You know why they said such? Because if that right there is against them, I'm against them. Yes, sir. I'm not going to change it. Gene, if you're in the wrong, thank God you can come to me, show me all the scripture you want to that tells me that you're right. You'll still be wrong if you're in the wrong. You hear me? Brethren, I don't make it wrong and right. I'm not the rule, my friend, but He's the rule right there. Now, I'm going to throw a snag at you. No, it's not what I say, but it's what we say. Preacher, I didn't know that. Us, we're the body. Are we not? The body of Christ. His temple. He's the head of the body, which is the church. Where did judgment start? It must start at the house of God. Now, we can get down individually if we want to. There's a house of God in here. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Listen. Don't you just love me? I'm going to finish that verse. Can I tell you something? I'm about done. Sometimes in the very, very close near future, you need to pull up Wednesday night service. And you need to listen to it. Yes, sir. I believe it'll help you. I do. But I'm going to tell you something. When you leave this place today, and tomorrow you go about your business, on your job, school, whatever, when you go about your dealings, I want you to remember one thing. That judgments begin at the house of God. Amen. Come get a verse, Mike. I'm going to finish reading this verse. I want you to listen. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? If judgment begins with us, what's the end of them that obey not the gospel? What I want you to really think about, my friend, is us. It begins with us. I can look down through the years, and you can too as well. And I can throw out, I don't know, bunches of names of men and women alike that you know what they were to me? They were a measuring device. Do you know why they, in particular, were a measuring device? Because of the life they lived.
Amen.
And because they stuck with something called the Word of God. I was standing in the line of a funeral procession of a dear old lady there in Adairsville. She was of a different faith. But I venture to say there wasn't anybody that lived in Adairsville that didn't know that lady. I had somebody in front of me turned around and said, Brother Randy said, if she didn't make it, said, we ain't got a hope. I said, the truth of it is, she made it and we can go with her.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah! She was a line of judgment in my life. I was privileged to be in her home, run around with her sons, spent the night with them. She taught a Sunday school, local church. And there wasn't anybody that didn't know that this woman wasn't a Christian. They know she was. Life, life, life. Thank God. Life. You say, preacher, you said she's of a different faith. I'll tell you something, my friend. God's able to save everybody. But the truth of it is, they're going to have to come just like me and you did. Yes, sir. They're going to have to get born again.
Amen.
Some way, form, or fashion, they're going to get born again.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It is time that judgment begin at the house of God. Let us stand.
489 in the Songs of Faith at the bottom.